Johnny and the Dead by Terry Pratchett. Read by Richard Mitchley. Chapter 1. Johnny never knew for certain why he started seeing the dead. The alderman said it was probably because he was too lazy not to. Most people's minds don't let them see things that might upset them, he said. The alderman said he should know if anyone did, because he'd spent his whole life, 1822 to 1906, not seeing things. Wobbler Johnson, who was technically Johnny's best friend, said it was because he was mental. But Yolas, who read medical books, said it was probably because he couldn't focus his mind like normal people. Normal people just ignored almost everything that was going on around them, so that they could concentrate on important things like, well, getting up, going to the lavatory, and getting on with their lives. Whereas Johnny just opened his eyes in the morning and the whole universe hit him in the face. Wobbler said this sounded like mental to him. Whatever it was called, what it meant was this. Johnny saw things other people didn't. Like the dead people hanging around in the cemetery. The alderman, at least the old alderman, was a bit snobby about most of the rest of the dead, even about Mr. Vicenti, who had a huge black marble grave with angels and a photograph of Mr. Vicenti, 1897 to 1958, looking not at all dead, behind a little window. The alderman said Mr. Vicenti had been a capo di monte in the mafia. Mr. Vicenti told Johnny that, on the contrary, he had spent his entire life being a wholesale novelty salesman, amateur escapologist and children's entertainer, which, in a number of important respects, was as exactly like not being in the mafia as it was possible to get. But all this was later, after he'd got to know the dead a lot better, after the raising of the...